Steve and I have taken up a lot of your time today. Is there any other parting words about Iwo Jima as we check in with you, which I like to do? The guy who is, in my opinion, other people, and I will say this in fairness, other people notice the same difference. But the difference in Stephen Foley is different. Stephen Foley, his actions led ultimately to the Marine Corps' reconciliation of who was actually in that flag raising. And so other people had made similar observations, but Stephen's observations and his efforts are, in my opinion, what ultimately caused the change. Are there any? Is there anything else you would give us about Iwo Jima before I let you go?
Well, in 2017, the Marine Corps invited various interested parties to participate in a symposium in Quantico, and this was to discuss various aspects of the flag raising, and I was invited to attend, actually, but I wasn't able to travel, so Dustin Spence and I worked on a presentation about the first flag raising, and it was shown at the symposium. We gave our version of what we thought was the most complete account of how the first flag was raised there that day and who was involved in it. And some people were surprised at the level of information that we had gathered on us, and what we were putting forward maybe wasn't always towing the official line of events, but I think it has awoken a different understanding now of what took place that day. But to cut a long story short, after the symposium was finished, the Marine Corps History Division people have decided to bring out a publication about the flag raising, which they hope to be a definitive account of the events of that day, both the first flag raising and the second flag raising, and why one was allowed to overshadow the other and what happened afterwards. And it's still a work in progress, and the reason why it's a work in progress is that I encourage them to look more deeply at the events of that day, not just to accept what we have believed all along to be the correct version of events, but to gather up as many photographs as they can get, accounts of people who were there, and it has led them to basically trawl through all their archives. They've gone to the National Archives to look at as many photographs as they can find. They have been to other repositories of records to look at both photographs and written accounts. And I have encouraged them to try and look at this with a view to maybe finally putting the whole thing to rest, as it were. If we can get the most definitive account that can be assembled, they can write an official version of what happened as best we know, and this might do away with all these spurious claims that continue to come forward even to this day. Now, I know people might say, oh, well, back in 2013, you know, your claim might have been seen as spurious as well, but I think I've managed to kind of get my foot inside the door there from a point of view of that, at least they believe now, you know, that the photographs tell the whole picture. The photographs can't be denied, and the people who are in the photographs can be identified, and they are the most accurate way of telling us who was involved in what. And when they are ready to publish their book, it will be available, I believe, free to anyone who's interested in it. It's going to be filled with lots of photographs, some of which probably haven't been seen by most people. There are various chapters, not only on the first flag raising, which myself and Dustin have contributed to, but there will be a chapter on the second flag raising, on the impact of Rosenthal's photograph, and how it has resonated over the years. And hopefully this will be available sooner rather than later. It's been a long time coming now, but I think it's almost at an end. Maybe when the Marine Corps makes its announcement about all this, we might be able to talk again on your show.
Will there be,
how about that?
That would be interesting. Will there be new information that we haven't seen about the flag raising?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Well,
you'll just have to wait and see.
Thanks for teasing us. We will leave it at that. Stephen Foley, mm-hmm. my favorite mm-hmm. Irish amateur historian in the building business. So, Stephen, first of all, thank you for taking time. I love talking to you about this. I love your role in it. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you for having me on again. I love your show, love the work you're doing, and keep up the good work. And hopefully, as I said, we'll get to talk soon.
All right. That is Stephen Foley. More of coming up next here on All Marine Radio on a Monday on the All Warrior Radio Network.